hear from Jesus these great parables, and as I said, these parables are rich in meaning. They are able to express a deeper sense of what is going on with the kingdom of God. That mystery of that presence of God that Jesus is conveying to us. That man who goes out and scatters the seeds and then goes to bed, rises again. The seeds somehow sprout up in some mysterious way. And of course, these parables speak to the audience that Jesus is speaking to. That somehow they understand this, that people go out and scatter seeds, and these seeds somehow come up out of the ground at this dry land in Jerusalem, in Israel. And this is a mystery, of course, to them in a special way. It still is to us, but then there were no science books. It was a mystery as to how that kingdom of God would then spring up. And there are many ways to understand and get a deeper understanding of what Jesus is speaking to. I mean, we can think of somehow our good works in our lives as like those seeds that are scattered in the ground. And we don't know how much that's going to make a difference in people's lives. When we do something good to others and then we scatter those seeds, those blessings, and that kind of goes on and it grows where we can't even know or understand. So these parables are rich in meaning. But the way it struck me was this place where this man is scattering these seeds is not a fertile place like our wonderful Santa Monica. It's more of like Palmdale, where I'm from, the desert. And to scatter seeds in that area would not be a very accommodating place for those seeds to grow in the desert. And that's kind of like our lives. Sometimes we're put into a place, sometimes we fall on places where it's hard to grow, it's hard to realize our meaning, our purpose, what we're doing, and our God is there with us and guiding us. But it's a hard trudge, and we are, you know, that's a challenge of our lives. And I think that, God, it's hard to have Monsignor here. I mean, I know he listens, but he's right here, you know? He's right behind me. So, God gives us the grace, doesn't he? Gives us the grace in our life. So it is with our lives, and we get scattered, we get in places that are challenging and difficult, but we have people who believe in us, and miraculously, our lives spring forth. Our lives are able to find meaning and find that love of God. And as that second reading says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And we're called to assure one another of that faith, assure one another that there is more, and there will be more, and not to be afraid. That second parable of where the mustard seed grows into this great bush, grows into the smallest of the seed, grows into this great tree, and the birds of the air are able to live in it, and it's a great, but it came from the most small of seeds, the most unlikely of places. And that is to say that we are called to find our success. We're called to live out our lives the best we can and to become who we are. John Wooden says this of success. He says, success is the peace of mind that is the direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing that we made the effort to become the best of which you are capable. To become the best of which you are capable. Not comparing ourselves to everyone else, not becoming something else, but becoming who we are, becoming that tree that we are about to become, That is to say, we don't go from a mustard seed to a tree, but there's all that time in between. And in that time in between, there's self-doubt, there's uncertainty. And I certainly had a lot of challenge when I was a kid. I was diagnosed with a learning disability, and that was a great challenge. And I didn't feel like there was much in the future for me. And I had my parents, my mom is here, my dad was here earlier, to assure me, to kind of walk by faith and not by sight, and not by sight. And it was 3 steps forward and 10 steps back. But they assured me that there was something to be myself, that there was something awaiting me, that yes, I was the mustard seed, and I'm not the full tree yet. But becoming that place, to get to that place, we need people who surround us, who believe in us, who guide us, who love us. And that certainly is our family, our friends, and those who support us. But that's not easy. And we have people who surround us, who support us. But even when got the greatest of parents, but even then, there are challenges. There is butting of heads. There is that difficulty. This is a kind of a story honoring fathers today, about fathers and the challenges between that relationship. And even though I've been affirmed so much and blessed so much, still there is that contention in our lives, feeling that we have these expectations of being that mustard tree right away, right? Going from the smallest seed to whatever we become. And having those expectations, and whether they are conjured up in our own minds that we think that they think that we should be something that we're not, just that tension that exists. So this quote is from Ernest Hemingway. It's a short story. It was in a Spanish newspaper. A Spanish newspaper carried a poignant story about a father and his son. And it went like this. A teenage boy, Paco, and his very wealthy father had a falling out, and a very young man ran away from home. The father was crushed. After a few days, he realized that his boy was serious, so his father set out to find him. He searched high and low for 5 months to no avail. Finally, in a last desperate attempt to find his son, the father put an ad in the Madrid newspaper. The ad read, "Dear Paco, meet me at the Hotel Montana at noon on Tuesday. All is forgiven. I love you. Signed, your father." On Tuesday, in the office of the Hotel Montana, over 800 Pacos showed up. We're not alone. Looking for the love and forgiveness from their fathers. So we have these expectations. We think we should be something else. We think we should be the tree instead of what we are at this point. We feel these expectations weighing down on us. But we remember that understanding of John Wooden of success, that it's where we're at. It's being ourselves. It's doing the best we can. And yes, we might be put in a tough spot to begin with, like the man throwing seed on the ground. We might land in a dry place every now and again, but we have to believe. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. And yes, sometimes 3 steps forward and 10 steps back, but we believe, we go forward, we forge through, not alone, but together, and always realizing that great mystery of God that is surrounding us, blessing us, and calling us be ourselves.